Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circlecard.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to a special, very, very special edition episode here of Amy and TJ Rope sitting next to me, reunited, and it feels so good. Who does that song?
Oh, I don't know, but I love it. It's reunited and it feels so good.
Who does that? Oh, wow. I didn't even...
Nobody? I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue.
Andy's about to get it for us. He knows it. Who is it?
It's a pair. It's like something Who and something. What is it?
Amy and TJ.
No. Wait.
Go ahead and tell us.
Oh, peaches and herbs.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Please continue.
No, I'm not. Okay. There's a reason why Peaches and Herbs sings it.
I was surprised when you, a lot of people know, you took a trip to see your daughter in Berlin last weekend. You were gone for what, four days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 4 days. I expressed on a previous episode of the podcast that how I feel when we travel apart. I'm not comfortable with it, don't like it. I was surprised to hear from you that you said that got people's attention and made headlines to some degree.
Yeah.
I was very surprised to hear that.
Right, because
it would
make sense. I mean, I think maybe a lot of men wouldn't want to admit they don't like it. I think you might even said you hated when I traveled without you.
Why is that? Why do you say a lot of men wouldn't
but
like that?
I feel like maybe there's an ego to it where you just like, I'm cool, I'm fine, I'm going to do my thing. I'm hanging out with my boys, I'm doing my stuff. So for you to admit that you didn't like it, I think was maybe some people would say brave.
Written? No, come on, let's not go that far now.
Well,
I think
ego is involved in so many relationships. It affects so many of our decisions, what we say, maybe even what we aren't willing to say more than anything. We don't want to admit any kind of vulnerability, so that maybe struck a chord.
It was. You know what? I didn't. You and I have been doing this for a while now with sometimes travel. It's rare that we have to travel apart, but when you travel, we have a difficult time in our relationship. There's a distance. It's odd. It takes us out of a rhythm that we have in being suddenly together, but we don't talk as much as we used to in it, as we're accustomed to doing. And it's
when we're apart, right?
It's not good.
But this isn't anything new, because this is the truth. When we were just friends, and it was endearing then, and maybe it's a little bit more difficult now, but when we were just friends, do you remember every time I traveled? And I am a big traveler. That's how I spend my money. I don't buy things. I love experiences. So I've always been a big traveler. Mm. And when we were even just coworkers and friends, when I would come back, we would say there was an awkwardness. You're laughing because you know.
It would take us a couple days.
You would say, oh my God, we're being awkward now because you've been gone. And somehow it shifted our dynamic, even as friends. I remember you always, and we struggled a little bit for the first couple of days. And we got to a point where we could laugh at it. Like, here's the awkward phase. Yeah. And you would even like text me like, did you land? Great. Can't wait for the next 2 days of awkwardness.
Yeah,
because it was this strange thing, because I think we just get used to, like you said, our rhythm, where we're constantly together and we enjoy it, and it doesn't feel, I think more than most people, we just are always together.
Yeah.
And so when that is changed, there is a shift, and yeah, it takes some getting used to when I'm leaving or when you're leaving, and then when we're coming back together, it also takes some time to readjust.
What's today? So we are, you've been back for, I guess, three days or so. We're still finding our rhythm.
I feel like today we really hit it.
We found.
We're back. And we're about to go on vacation together.
Oh,
so we're excited. And yeah, but no, but always, you know it's true. From the very beginning, when we were separated for whatever reason, even as colleagues, it was weird when we got back together. Like, hey, yeah, no, I didn't miss you either. Cool. All right. Yeah, it was like this thing.
That was just me trying to mask my true feelings. No, no, it's always the case. This time, I'm so curious because it did. It was, look, when you're, all right, to people who are out there in a relationship, the person leaves on vacation, let's say with their boys or with their girls, but it's kind of that kind of a trip for fun. Like, what is the expectation for communication when you know that other person is in the middle of partying, sometimes in a different time zone? What should the expectation be of communication?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, how often should you be looking at your phone when the people who you're with are expecting you not to be looking at your phone, but you know you still want to be connected to the person who you left behind?
Okay, you want to be connected is one thing. The other thing is, let me make sure I make that other person feel like I'm connected to them, which seems like more of a danger zone.
Right. Anyway, we're still working that part out. If anyone has any thoughts, we're open to them. But
What you ghosted me on Sunday. Completely
I know.
Ghosted
and
me
And I
on
did
Sunday.
Apologize because we were racing from one thing to another, and then you actually ended up reaching out to my two girlfriends to find out if everything was okay. And then I was like, oh no.
That sounds,
then I knew, uh-oh.
Okay, that sounds crazy, but that was a six-hour stretch that I didn't hear from you after reaching out to you. Now, there is a certain degree where I go, okay, I get it. She's with a girl. She's in the middle of something. But when there is no response, now I get concerned.
Right.
And I know obviously the friends well enough, Morgan and Nikki, to where I can reach out to them and say, and all I said was, hey, everything okay? And I said, I'm sorry for even have to ask.
I know. I won't make excuses. It's just, it is one of those things where as soon as that happened, I felt awful. Because that did happen one time, and this wasn't on purpose, but in the Dominican Republic, you didn't have service. And I actually, I thought you were dead. I had convinced myself that you either, the plane had crashed, you had gone off the road, you had been like attacked by bandits. I was actually crying.
All legit possible.
And it had been probably the same, like maybe 4 or 5 hours, same thing. So I do know what that feels like, and it feels awful. So I apologize again.
No, I don't need that. I just, what is the, I do, because
I
what is the expected, what is the norm? And I was genuinely concerned. I didn't think you were doing something clubbing. Who is she with? It was just a matter of, everything okay?
We were running around. My purse, my phone was in my purse. You know what it is? The Apple Watch, I didn't bring the charger. And that is a godsend. I will say, when you are going around.
Really?
If you have an Apple Watch on and you can hear the buzz when a message, then you get alerted. If you don't have your phone with you because you're trying to be present, you can forget. Like, time can just slip away. But if you've got the Apple Watch on, at least you know, oh, someone's trying to get a hold of me, and you can make a decision.
I love you.
I should have brought the charger.
I love you. I don't think you should need an Apple Watch or an Apple charger to remember after 6 hours that you're still in a relationship with me.
No. I didn't forget I was in a relationship with you.
You didn't care that you were in a relationship with me.
I just didn't check my phone.
You didn't have to check it. You shouldn't pick up your phone to check to see if I messaged you. After 6 hours, shouldn't you pick up your phone and want to message the person that you want to be with?
Yes, you are right.
That's what I'm saying.
You are right.
And if you don't, then that sends a message to the person you're in a relationship with.
You know that I was in
Andy, there are signs that this thing isn't going to work out. Okay, no.
Oh, wow. I love your transition.
You like that?
Yeah, that's like great. That's great.
But no, our producer, Andy, here just pointed something else to us. It's a list. I'm going to mess it up. It's a list of what again?
Yeah, this is the 11 signs a relationship
isn't meant to be.
Okay, so sign number one is no contact after 6 hours.
No,
I assume.
It is not.
I'm not seeing that.
Okay. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Okay, 11 signs.
Yes.
Warning signs or just? What'd you
say? 11 early signs a relationship isn't meant to be.
Okay. Isn't meant to be. Okay.
All right.
What's number one on the list, Andy?
Number one is you're somewhat bored of talking to them.
Yeah, no, we're good. Okay. we don't get bored.
Damn it, I can't even
see?
Try to mess
that
up.
That wasn't even boring at all.
Nah, no. I can't even.
Okay, great. Okay.
We're good there. We're good there.
So want me to go number two?
Yep, please. Number two.
Number two. Only one of you is putting in most of the effort.
Mm. Oh, come on. We both put in effort. Stop. Okay, 6 hours, I admit, I did not.
It was
that was a one-off.
No, I don't think that's a, we don't have that issue.
No, we don't have that issue.
We don't have that issue. Mm-mm. All right. We're two for two. We're okay. Woo-hoo! We're okay. All right.
Can I ask what you both define as effort, maybe?
Effort.
Oh, thinking of the other person first. What do they like? What would they want? Just kind of considering what I think they would like versus what you want.
And I would just say that's more detail, but I would just say equal effort. There's never a time where I feel like I'm doing more than she is. There's never a time where she's doing so much and I was like, ooh, I need to pick it up a little bit. I don't ever think there's a drop off in effort with either one of us. So.
I agree completely.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, number three is there's minimal trust between the two of you.
I think, trust each other.
I have to.
We have to.
At this point.
No way. Oh, absolutely.
That's
a non-starter.
No,
that's the last thing I'm worried about.
Even if I don't want to, I don't have a choice at this point. Oh, no, we're good there.
We're good.
Four or five?
We're three for three. Boom. Okay. High five.
Number four, your values are on very different pages.
No. They're very much on the same page. In fact, I've said this a lot. Yep. I think something huge for me, having had all the life experiences I've had, if you have the same mode of operation and you value the same sorts of things, that's something that is I regard so highly. And I recognize how important that is just to, because you know what? The daily operations of life can just wear a relationship down if you approach things differently. If you value the same things, it just makes things a lot easier and fights a lot more rare.
I can't say it any better than that. Yeah, we do. We are discovering more and more day in, day out. Like, wow, we really do operate the same.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Wow, four for four.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Keep them coming, Andy.
Number five, you frequently bicker and fight about the small things.
Bicker and fight about the same things.
Yeah.
But not about small
and
things.
And it's not frequently. I would say it's like once every 6 weeks.
The same fight.
Yes.
And that drives me crazy. The same fight.
I know. It drives us both crazy. But we don't frequently bicker. We do not bicker.
Oh, God.
I would never describe what we do as bicker.
Oh, no. We have big blowouts. If we're going to do this, let's do it.
It's go big or go home.
Oh, yeah. We don't have kind of a little No.
You know, that might be nice. But no, we don't pick at each other. We don't nag at each other.
Oh, God.
And
no.
That's the thing, actually. No. I do appreciate that, too. Because I think that is something that I'm just grateful for, and I recognize we do not nag each other.
Oh, no. We don't do that. This would have been over.
No.
Pretty quickly.
Okay.
So even in the early stages, that wasn't a thing. This is early signs it wasn't meant to be.
So never.
No, because even as friends, I think we used to, one of the things we loved about each other hanging out, we just kept always saying to each other, it's so easy with you. Like, you just get me. Like, that was a huge sign that we just always wanted to hang out. So even as friends.
That's awesome. Number six, time around each other makes you feel drained.
No, I'm drained when I'm not with him. I've said this, and you've admitted it, that you're moody. And I asked you, would you describe me as moody? And you said, no, you just have different levels.
Yes.
Of intensity.
Yeah, you do.
I'm kind of the same mood, but it's just if you're going to get a lot of me or just a little less of me.
Yeah. If it's me, he's either going to be sad, he's going to be happy, he's going to be angry, he's going to be these things.
Yeah.
You are either at a 10, a 7, or 3 of whatever the mood is. It's just, you're just there all the time. So no. We.
But we don't wear each other out.
Oh, God, no.
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 Oh, man. Early sign. What is it? The list again?
We're smoking this.
The relationship isn't meant to be. I feel like it makes sense, though, because if you guys started as friends, it's like you got to know each other as friends. So you would know as a friend if whether or not you liked.
And we were always together. So if we had worn each other out initially, just like, oh, my God, I'm mentally exhausted by this person, or he's energy vampires? No, I feel like I got, like, energized.
Yeah, that's true. Damn it. I hate to agree with you on that, but you're right. You're right.
You want me to go to number seven?
Let's keep it going.
Number seven. There isn't much emotional intimacy between the two of you.
Dude.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. No, we're good.
Our emotions make out all the time.
They couldn't get closer.
I mean, as far as intimacy goes, we are more intimate emotionally than physically. Probably.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Wow. I did not think it was going to go this well for us.
Oh my God, I'm shocked.
Okay.
Wow. Number eight. There's a noticeable lack of respect between the two of you.
No. I respect you immensely.
Oh, goodness. No. Yeah. I don't feel... I wish I could say something in that regard. Nope. No. I don't feel that at all.
I've talked about disrespecting every... Yep. Nope. We're good. Wow. Check. Wow.
Number nine. One or both of you don't really want to commit.
I don't think that's true either. We both said that we're committed to each other. From the beginning, actually, we kind of set that up right away.
Yeah, early signs that your relationship is in trouble.
Yeah.
You said, right? There's a list. And one of the early signs is that, say the thing again, Andy.
One or both of you don't really want to commit.
Don't really.
Want to keep your options open. I mean, you did suggest that maybe I get on a dating app,
I want to give you opportunity.
That's sweet.
I want to give you a chance to go out there and see if you can do better.
Because you're that confident.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. No, I mean, but that is a big one because, right. I mean, there are some things that are deal breakers. But yeah, if someone wants to be exclusive and the other one doesn't, you've got a problem. That's pretty obvious. I think, no, that's never been our issue. I think we're still deciding about just what that level of commitment is, but like whether it's legal or not. But that's still up for debate.
Whoa.
But mentally, emotionally, we've absolutely agreed to commit to each other.
We're on number 9. Might take us a minute before we get to number 10 because we need to unpack some of this.
No, we haven't figured the marriage thing out yet.
But what does that mean? We haven't figured it out. Figured it out, right? We haven't. You mean you haven't decided whether or not we're going? Well, it's legal. I mean, we just talk to a guy who was a straight shooter. So let's be a straight shooter here. We're talking about we haven't decided whether or not we are going to officially get married.
Right.
Okay.
But I have said this to you, and I believe you've said it to me as well, that I want to be with you for the rest of my life. And I would like to live with you.
Okay.
When the time comes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be today or tomorrow or next year, but I would eventually like to live with you. I want a life partner. I want someone who is with me. Yeah, I want to spend I like spending the night with you and waking up with you.
What happens then? You say a life partner. What, and I think a lot of people deal with that. Like, what is a life partner short of a legal binding agreement? Can you have a life partner without that?
You can. And I've actually always been in awe of the best example I can think of, and this is someone who I've
really
always loved. Yes, you know I'm going to go. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, because Overboard is my favorite movie, and their relationship, I'm sure, and I know it's not perfect, but I've always been in awe of the fact that every day they wake up and they choose to be together, there's no legal binding document that says they have to be together.
So
and
why
I think,
do you need one?
Well, there's...
That was nobody else? I was just joking. I'm kidding.
Oh, no, but I was actually, because I've thought this. I'm like, then why do I default to wanting that? And I do, in my heart of hearts, want that. And I think it is a level of security, and we know based on our experiences that it might be false security, but at least there's this. This is the way I think my brain works.
I'm listening.
It's a lot harder to break up when you're married. And so there, when you go through the tough times or something really bad happens or something really hard happens, it's so much easier to walk away if there's nothing that you have to settle legally. And just, I know that's not the reason why I want to stay with somebody, but
wait,
there is this notion, there's this sense of security that, well, it's an extra hard thing, so maybe we'll both stick it out.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is
Isn't
something.
That the exact opposite thing that you want to happen?
Correct.
I'm only with
yes.
you because it's harder to get away from
Correct.
You.
Correct. I know. I'm admitting.
Intellectually, you know that, but
yes,
still emotionally, you're saying
there is something like, well, it's a security blanket, but it's a false security blanket, and that's not the way I want to have a relationship with you. But I still default to that in my head.
Huh.
I'm just admitting it, and I'm not saying it makes any sense.
Okay.
But I'm just admitting that there's something about it where I feel like if I can say that's my husband, and I'm his wife, it feels more official, and it feels more real, even though that's not necessarily the case because we've lived enough life to know that's not.
Baby, you can say it if you want to. You can call me whatever you want to
call me. I can call you my husband.
You can if you want to. By all means. No, it's just interesting because we're talking about it here and Andy's given us this list, but we've talked about this privately, how we understand it. It's almost, I am more excited and feel it's a stronger commitment to not get married because you can walk out tomorrow, the next day. All you got to do is grab your driver's license and walk out, and you're kind of good.
It's true.
And it's true. So to hear that still a binding legal document feels like more of a secure.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It does. I mean, and again, I still like the idea of what I said, what you said, how Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have lived, but I'm admitting that there is something about that marriage document that makes you feel more secure.
Does that make it doesn't we have one other woman in the room. She's a much younger woman still, but does that make sense? I guess maybe I should ask Andy as well, but still, I'm just getting another woman's opinion on hearing what you just heard from Rose.
That makes sense to me. I would feel more comfortable with a bind than
a binding.
Just
wow.
Yeah.
To
wow.
be in a relationship because but maybe that's also people being obsessed with the fact of wanting more. Like, you have the relationship finally, but you want more. And so you have to be, like, legally binded to someone, and they can't be taken away.
Wow. We were just watching, what show was it? 90 Day Fiancé. Where we actually talked about this, where you talk about this all the time, where people are so much in love with the idea of having a husband or having a wife or having a marriage, that you're in love with the idea of the wedding and all of these things, and no focus is put on the actual relationship early on.
Right. And what it's going to be like actually being married. We're all focused on having a wedding. And then so many stories, so many movies end there. That's why I think, as much as I love rom-coms, I think they ruin real life for so many people, because it ends at the wedding. That's the goal. That's the end goal. But actually, that's when your marriage begins. And anyone who's lived enough life knows that less focus is put on that. And that's actually what we should be talking more about, what that entails. So I'm actually just, I think our level of commitment, to get back to what Andy initially asked, is the same. It is the same. Although, do you want to live with me? I don't know that you, I don't know that I know the answer to that. And it's okay if you don't.
Well, I mean, do you want to do this in front of everybody right now?
I don't know. Why not?
Okay, let's do this. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so. I actually did not know what you were going to say, and I was prepared for either.
It, yes. I don't like being a part. You know, it's gotten a lot better. What I hated was I was respecting for so long that your home was Annalisa's home. And I know you welcome me into that home, and that's my home all the time. But I always was trying to just be respectful that you have a 17-year-old daughter that might not want to see me sitting on the couch watching a basketball game when she comes in from school or comes in from her night out, whatever it may be. So that is, I think we've, obviously, we've gotten past.
Right, but I appreciated it, and I knew that is, I knew that's where your head was and your heart was.
So, but yeah, of course.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you.
Oh, Emma has a question.
Oh, God. Yes.
Do you think that your dynamic would change if you lived together?
That's a hell no for me.
No.
Not at all.
Nothing.
Because we're together 24/7. I mean, think about most couples go to work and they're apart from each other for at least 8 hours a day, maybe more if you put commutes into it. So then you just kind of come together at the end of the night. We work together and we prep for work together. And so we're never, and we've been like this for a very long time, even when we were working. Like, we were working together. So I just think we're so used to constantly being around each other, that would not change anything.
Not at all.
No.
I feel that.
Yeah. It would just make the closet situation easier. We're like, oh, my God, do I have jeans at your place? It actually would simplify a lot of our life. I think it would make it easier from a logistics standpoint.
Yes. I also have a question.
Oh, wow.
I love the follow-ups. This is great.
Are you asking for a friend or what is it? Okay.
So you mentioned just marriage and just making it easier. I feel like I keep hearing the word easier. If that were in the cards, do you think it would just be like a courthouse thing, private, or would you want to have like an actual wedding?
All right, I'm curious. We should do like a 1, 2, 3 and you answer. Okay. I am curious to know what you think here because I have thoughts as well.
Okay. So
courthouse or would you an actual wedding?
Courthouse for me.
Really?
Yes. But I would like a party afterwards.
Okay. Wait, same day or something we invite people to down the road?
It could be the same day, 100%.
Okay.
I think for me, this relationship with you has been so, like, obviously it was put into the public eye and maybe it happened in front of everyone's watch. But so much of what you and I are is just so private.
Yeah.
It's not for anyone else. Yeah. It's not a spectacle.
I got you.
But I would love to celebrate with my family and my friends and our friends and the people who have supported us. Yeah. That I think I would love. Mm. I kind of just want to do the vows, just you and me.
Oh, wow. Okay, you make a good argument. But there's a handful of people. I mean, it's a very small group. That would be very cool to throw a party and for them to be in the room.
Yes.
That would get it, right? That's a very small group of folks. I would kind of like that.
Okay, cool. All right, next question.
Wow. I am voting. The guy is voting for the wedding and you want the courthouse.
But I think the compromise is the courthouse and then the party.
Courthouse and the party.
Well, you could have some people at the courthouse.
I don't know. Going to be at the courthouse?
Well, it doesn't have to be the courthouse. I'm just saying I don't want a big wedding.
Don't they just line you up at the courthouse?
I mean, you could have someone from there come to you and make it private. Like, you don't have to go to the courthouse. You can actually hire someone to come.
That's just a private wedding, though.
I mean, let's just bring Jeff Gardier in and have him do it privately.
Obviously, he's going to do it.
Right. And then have the party.
Okay.
We just don't have to do the walk down the aisle thing.
You don't want to do that?
I don't
have to walk. You're the walker.
I don't have to walk.
You don't want to walk
down
the aisle?
But I want a great dress.
You don't want to walk down the aisle?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm being,
You just don't want another walk? Your dad is getting exhausted.
He's like, not again.
Take this walk again? Jesus. Obviously, we're close that we can joke about something like this. Obviously.
All right, next question. Okay, finally moving on. Finally
we're
moving
doing
on.
Good. We're doing good. Okay, yes.
Number 10 is you feel lonely even when you're together with each other.
Oh, God, no.
Dude, I feel like there's 14 more people in the room when I'm with her. Like, Jesus. All these people
get
out of
here. It's crowded in our room.
Oh, my God, no.
All my personality is all coming in one place. No, it's no. I've never felt lonely with you.
No. So what's 11? So we're nailing this list.
And number 11 on early signs a relationship isn't meant to be is you often feel uncomfortable with your partner at a gut level.
Mm-mm.
No.
God. More so than anything. For a long time, the gut was not drawing me away from her, but drawing me to her. So on a gut level. Damn.
Right? Wow. Never felt more confident about us.
Well, how soon do you think into a relationship can you tell if it's going to last or not?
That's a good question. I think you need to have your first fight first. And I think once you've had, if you have not fought and you don't fight, that's concerning. Because learning how to fight and learning who your partner is through those fights is a big part of sustainability, I think.
And I would argue that you can find out, I think, very early that it's not going to work out based on things they do. But it takes you a little while to find out if it will work out. Like, you might know first date, this ain't going to work out.
Right.
You won't know until first date, second date, third date if it will. You need a little bit of a sample size before you know if it's going to work out. You can't know that early on. But man, first date, there's some stuff folks can do that you know is a deal breaker.
Yeah, cause I think absolutely there's lust at first sight for sure with a lot of people. But
Jesus,
I think people confuse, and I've been in this situation. Yeah. I'm not talking about you.
Will you stop talking about your lust? You caught that, right?
There is a difference between the two, and that's where I think it gets confusing.
Okay, God. Can we end this episode?
We were friends at first sight.
Friends at first sight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, no lust. You saved the lust for the others.
No.
You heard that, right? I'm not crazy. Emma, you heard it, right?
No.
No, you heard what she said. And that could be lust at first sight. That's happened plenty in my... What the f***? Jesus.
Oh, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking
about.
But with
you, TJ, we were friends. Jesus Christ.
I know that you do not doubt
what?
My attraction to you.
Stop talking.
Okay, come on.
You gotta stop.
Okay, all right. Okay. Next.
No, that was all of them. We made it through the list.
I just have another question.
Seriously? Okay. But no, wait, we made it the whole list and none of them.
We don't have any early signs that we have a problem. No.
Wow.
Why have you ever noticed these things in a relationship and what did you do?
Okay, just in a quick way, say the first one again.
You're bored of talking to them.
God,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Only one of you is putting in most of the effort.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's minimal trust.
Yes.
Values are on different pages.
Oh, yes. 100% yes.
Okay, bring it down a little bit. Bring it down just a little bit, sweetheart.
You're frequently bickering and fighting about the small things.
Yep.
I'm never a bickerer. Not that guy.
I have been a bickerer. I'm not proud to admit.
Okay. Time around each other made you feel drained.
Yep.
No emotional intimacy.
Yep.
Lack of respect.
God, yeah. Yep. Oh, that's a big one.
One or both didn't want to commit.
No, I don't think I had that.
Wait.
I never had that.
No.
I never had that.
Yeah, when you hear this, yeah, everybody wanted this.
No.
Really, Rose?
Everybody was ready to commit to this.
They were ready to lock it down day one.
I was also saying that reciprocally, that I never felt that way. Like, I was all in. Okay, stop.
Fine. All right.
And feeling lonely when you're together with
each other. Yes, oh, yes.
Oh, man.
And feeling uncomfortable at a gut level.
Yes, all of those I have felt.
Wow,
all
we've
of those.
Experienced before.
Yeah,
and again, in whatever relationships,
yeah, we're not
assigning them to anything.
It's not saying
in
any one person. We've had lots of relationships in our lives where we're at that place. But that actually, I love that you asked that because I hadn't considered that outside of us. And once I looked at that in past relationships, it actually makes how I feel now even more special. Wow, I think you just made our day.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Wow.
Andy, thank you for that. Emma, thank you for that
as well. Thank you.
Folks, thank you for listening, and we'll go back to lusting individually, apparently, here. And we will see you from possibly our next podcast might be recorded from an island.
Yes.
We don't know yet.
We're debating.
Don't hold us to that, but perhaps.
Just depends how much vacation we want to be experiencing and how much work we want to do on vacation.
That's a good point.
Could turn it into a workation.
All right, folks, thanks as always. Appreciate y'all listening. We'll see you soon.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.